This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Nepal government to begin coronavirus vaccination drive from tomorrow. Frontline workers to receive the vaccine in first phase. President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli congratulate India on Republican Day today. And European Union warns of tightening coronavirus vaccine exports amid row with AstraZeneca. Now the news in detail. The Nepal government is to begin the vaccination drive against the coronavirus infection from tomorrow. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the vaccines in the first phase will be given to the frontline workers, such as health workers, sanitation workers, ambulance drivers, and workers involved in dead body management. The government of India has given 1 million doses of coronavirus to Nepal in grant. The constitutional bench of the Supreme Court has continued the hearing on the writ petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives today as well. The legal practitioners on behalf of the writ petitioners are pleading in today's hearing session. The debate has now been focused on the constitutionality of the Prime Minister's move to dissolve the House. The five-member constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Solendra Samsher Jonga Bahadur Rana is continuously hearing the 13 different rates since the 17th of January. On the occasion of the Republican Day of India today, President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli have sent separate messages of felicitations to President of India Ramnath Kovind and Prime Minister Narendra Modi respectively. In her message, President Bhandari has extended best wishes for the peace and prosperity of the people of India. The President has also expressed confidence that the age-old and multidimensional relations between Nepal and India would be further strengthened in the days to come. Likewise, in his message to Indian counterpart Narendra Modi, Prime Minister Oli has expressed his best wishes for the continued peace, progress and prosperity of the people of India. The Prime Minister has also stated that Nepal and India enjoy diverse relations marked by friendship, equality, cooperation and mutual respect. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli led Nepal Communist Party is organizing a public awareness assembly at Rajbiraj in Saptari district today. Party central member and district spokesperson Sukaram Adav said that party secretary member and deputy prime minister Ishwar Pokhrel, law minister Lilanath Shrestha, Women, Children and Senior Citizens Minister Julie Mahato, among other leaders, are set to address the public awareness assembly today. Two persons have died in Sitwan today after a school bus hit a motorcycle they were riding on. The deceased are motorcycle rider Anil Magar of Solukumbu 5 and pillion rider Gaurav Rai of Dharan 9. The incident occurred at Ratnanagar Municipality 10 in Sitwan while a bus heading to east from the west hit them. And the critically injured in the accident, they died while undergoing treatment at the Old Medical College in Sitwan. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The European Union has warned that it will tighten rules on exports of COVID vaccines amidst a row with AstraZeneca over a cut in planned supplies to the 27-member bloc. Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides said the European Union will take any action required to protect its citizens. And last week, AstraZeneca told the European Union that it was falling behind on its supply targets because of production problems. The European Union has been criticized for the slow rollout of the vaccines, which it buys on behalf of all member states. Inoculation programs in some European Union members have already been slowed due to a cut in deliveries of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, with some nations threatening legal actions. The House of Representatives has presented its article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate, a step that formally sets its motion to the Senate trial against the former United States President, which is expected to start next month. Walking from one side of the U.S. Capitol to the other, nine House managers appointed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi hand-delivered the impeachment document to the Senate on Monday evening. The article charged Trump with incitement of insurrection in relation to the deadly storming on January 6 of the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. by a mob of his supporters. Riot police in the Netherlands have again clashed with protesters defying a curfew following a weekend of unrest. In Rotterdam, the police fired warning shots and tear gas after an emergency order issued by the mayor failed to move demonstrators. Unrest started over the weekend as protesters kicked back against newly imposed coronavirus restrictions. Prime Minister Mark Rutte has condemned that he called criminal violence. Farmers have fought through barricades and tear gas to enter Delhi on India's Republican Day today. Tens of thousands of them are driving into the city on tractors to protest against new Mark-friendly reforms. In some places, farmers broke barricades and diverted from the road they had agreed with the police. Tuesday's rally is the latest episode in a month-long protest of the longest farmers-led agitations in India has ever seen. The government has offered to put the laws on hold, but farmers say they will settle for nothing short of repeal. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Fudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Nepal government to begin coronavirus vaccination drive from tomorrow, frontline workers to receive the vaccine in first phase. President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli congratulate India on Republican Day today. And European Union warns of tightening coronavirus vaccine exports amid row with AstraZeneca. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Fudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.